It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
We have an interesting show today.
I know.
Very interesting.
I like how we got these guests to come on the show.
It's amazing sometimes how we find these people. I mean, some people we know, but some people we don't.
That's what makes Trenton wonderful. It's just the everyday characters and situations that are everyday life for us here.
So a couple of weeks ago, I'm in the house, and I hear this yelling in the park. And I look out the window, I see a bunch of guys like, you know, I thought they were fighting. And then just the other day, you came in, and what did you say to me?
I said that they were back.
Oh, those guys are back.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I said that, and I thought they were making a movie.
Right.
Because it looked like all the fight scenes were choreographed. And then somebody was filming it, too. There were people in costumes, too.
In costume, in full head masks.
Right, and a referee. And
a referee. And so I start approaching him. I say to the guy, excuse me. He goes, yeah? You know, muffled, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was makeup when I first saw him. And I said, so what are you guys doing? I'm just, my name is Frank and blah, blah, blah. You know, I live here and, you know, told him about the show. And then these two guys, their ears perked up when I said podcast.
Okay.
And it turns out they're our guests today.
Yes, I know.
So I'm just going to introduce them now.
Okay.
Because they're like.
Yeah, let's get started.
The one guy's chomping at the bit.
I know.
Podcast here. Without further ado, we have the pleasure of introducing you to two professional wrestlers. That is, I'm using their real names now.
Ooh.
Devin and JJ are here. Whoa! So Devin and JJ, I see you have your championship belts on the table here.
Oh, yes.
Wow, very cool.
Yes, we do.
Wow. Now, what is that one there, Devin? TNA?
It's a replica TNA title, but it's for now, it's just our interim title. It's a TNA replica belt. I got it like probably a couple months ago. When I got it when I left out for a little while. I had a little shoulder injury and I was out for our company. I was out for like a couple weeks.
Right.
And at the time, man, I was like, the original butt we had, I was like, well, I got to come back because I never lost. No one ever beat me. I've never been officially pinned for this title. And in my second reign, I'm once again the longest reigning at 63 days, you know, up and going, dominant most champion. And I was like, I got to come up with a new idea for a belt. And I was like, the belt we got now is dope, but I need something that's a lot more. Heavyweight. So I seen it and the company TNA is not really a thing anymore. So I was like, it wouldn't hurt. So I just seen the belt and I was like, yeah, it looks heavyweight. It looks exactly what I'm looking for. So I got it. As soon as it got to me, I made my, my comeback and in the middle of my comeback, I debuted this belt. And then our next show, I wind up becoming the first ever undisputed heavyweight champion.
Okay. So what is TNA?
TNA is a company that used to wrestle back in like their last TNA event I could think of was probably like
2012.
Nah, it has some stuff before after that. I would have to say like 2016. It was like 2016. No, yeah, 2016, 2015, one of them. And then the company TNA actually stopped running. They just call it Impact Wrestling now. Impact.
And that's still going on.
Yeah, Impact Wrestling is still going on, but they don't have this title anymore. They do, but it's not really valuable as much as it is. It's not their main title. It's just at this point, it's just a prop title for them.
Okay.
So.
And JJ, you have a belt too as well. What is that for?
It's the East Coast title.
East Coast actually is, it's more of like a just an open weight type class.
Anybody can get it.
Anybody. Oh, heavyweight, super heavyweight.
Junior, and you got it.
This is the story behind this one. This one debuted before this one. They transferred this one for that one when they came in. Back in like 2010, they debuted that belt. And it was on their top heel at the time, Jeff Hardy. Well, everybody knows Jeff Hardy, his belts, once he wins a main title, he creates another title with his face on it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It looks exactly like his face with the belt on it, with the gauges in the air, mm-hmm. and the marks on, and the hair on his face, all that. It matches up to that in his own little custom style. So I ordered that one too. I've been wanting this belt since I first saw it. I'm a big Jeff Hardy fan, if anybody doesn't know.
you're willing to fight JJ for it?
Yeah.
Wow. For it. How do you feel about that, JJ?
I've beaten him.
That's the one thing I can say I respect about JJ. Out of all of our guys, like, he doesn't, like, all of our guys are tough, but he's one guy who doesn't care about your height, your weight, none of that. He will literally charge right at you.
He looks like one of them guys. He's like a roach. Yeah. That's what we used to call him.
Yeah, that's what I, yep. And that's what we call him in the wrestling world.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
like a roach that never just goes away.
Yeah.
Because no matter what happens, every time think I'm rid of him, he comes back.
Just like a roach.
Right. So, it's actually kind of funny about that because, he managed to get that belt because we had a matchup. Me and him one-on-one for this belt, and it was a casino match. And that was basically like three stages of hell. It was three stages of the matches, and as the stages go on, depending on who picks up the most, that's how it would end. So at that point, we both picked up 1-1, and it came down to the last fall, and my guy here could get the job done. So because of that, the stipulations that were added to the matchup, he is no longer allowed to challenge me. Me personally thinking about it, I was like, okay, he has something he's fighting for. So at the same time, okay, I'll do him a favor and I'll add a stipulation for me. And the stipulation was for me was if he beats me and takes the title from me, I don't get no automatic rematch. I have to start from the bottom of the ladder and work my way up to get a title shot.
This is why UFC was so much better with Randy than Dana White.
Why is that?
Because Dana made it into such a business and such policies.
Why was it better with Randy?
Because Randy was all about the guys and about the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Stipulations and roach policies and just ridiculous. Listen, I'm telling you right now, you need to get away from all these rules and bylaws. I'm telling you.
First of all, I'm a little lost because I don't,
that's
you know.
Okay.
I don't know this world.
This isn't your jam?
No. But okay, so let's backtrack a little. First, let me ask a question that I ask all our guests. What in your journey of life, and you can each answer this separately, what in your journey of life has brought you to Trenton?
Well, I was really born and raised in Trenton, so this is a hometown for me.
Mm-hmm.
But just like everything is just... it's kind of hard to explain everything.
So your journey has been just, you've been born here, so you're raised here, and you stay. Yeah. You're here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just go with the flow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And JJ, what about you?
Same thing,
same?
Really.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, so then you meet through this wrestling group.
We've been doing actually this for some time. It actually started in December of last year. We've known each other, me and JJ, we've known each other outside of the ring for a long time. We've been like, he's like my little brother and everything. His mom, we're close. His mom knows me personally. My mom, like, our families know each other through whole story. It's crazy. A whole story that honestly we didn't even know about until pieces started to unfold and make more sense. Then we were like, we're a lot closer than what we think.
Okay.
It was started off with me, him, his older brother, and then which is my older brother, and then our baby brother.
All right.
Those are four of us. We originally started this at PJ Hill.
Yeah.
So we originally started it there.
Where's PJ Hill?
It's a school.
Oh, it's a school.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we started. We started right there on their playground.
Yeah, right top. Yeah.
Okay.
So we started there about December, the ending of December, probably like I think a little bit after Christmas. We booked this show and everything. Like we was publishing it and everything. Like we got a show. Our very first show this day. On this show, we're gonna crown our very first world champion. We didn't really get the outcome that we were looking for, but then at the same time, we were like, okay, this is not, and we weren't surprised about it because we kind of were saying iffy about it. So we did our matchup. It was a fatal four way elimination match for the PCW world title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a Trenton thing or is that a like countrywide thing?
That was, at the time, it was more just of a Trenton thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I like that.
It was just like most of our shows, if you go on our channel, it's like we're at different parks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it started there. We was at PJ Hill for about a good couple months now.
Mm-hmm.
Our older brother, Reigns, he wind up saying, hey, let's cut a show at Lamberton. I think it'll be better.
Yeah.
So we went up there one day. We cut our show. We actually cut our very first, our second ever playground match, which sounds childish, but yeah.
I think it sounds cool, actually.
It worked out.
Very urban.
Right.
TPM.
This is not happening in the suburbs. Okay.
No.
Yeah. So we cut it off. And honestly, at that park, everything looked like with our show, with everything, it looked good. So we said, okay, boom. How about we use both parks and we just switch them up?
Mm-hmm.
So we was like, okay, let's do that. That had to change because a situation came up. We was at PJ Hill one day wrestling, and I think it was JJ Stevens and Reigns going one-on-one. Some people thought, they seen us in the park, and they thought probably the same thing you guys thought. Yeah. That we were in there fighting.
Mm-hmm.
So they wound up calling the cops.
Oh, no. aren't you glad we didn't call the cops?
Right. So
we don't call the cops. I just go in.
Right. So the cops just came in. They were actually cool. They didn't, arrest anybody. They didn't threaten anybody. They just came in. Hey, you guys okay? We're like, yeah, we're just shooting a wrestling show. Like, oh, you're shooting a wrestling show? Yeah. This guy here got a lot of prop from the cops because of the fact that he became the East Coast champion.
JJ, look at you. Yeah. This guy's an animal.
He became and he's actually our only Grand Slam champion. He's the only guy in our company to hold all the belts. He's held the world title before. He's won the world title, but he was the world champion while I was out for my shoulder injury. Once that whole thing happened and word got back, I forgot if I was there or not, but once word got back to me about it, I just was like, I had to make the promotional decision as co-owner and promoter that, I think it'd be better if we move our show. It's something that's on YouTube.
Yes.
So, no, you don't really have to buy tickets, but if you want to, people are always welcome to come watch out, support, all that stuff.
Is it behind the paywall?
Nah.
Put it behind a paywall. Make some money with this.
Well, that's actually what we're doing because we got a show coming up actually this Sunday. We've been planning for
a couple months.
Where is this show going to be? In front of my house again?
Yeah.
Right there at the park. Cool. Come and watch.
We got a show that we've been advertising, that we've been showing out. We've been spreading the word about this for the past month or two now.
Okay.
On May 2nd, it's called the CPW Big Show.
Oh.
It's our
WrestleMania.
I would say between 11:30, 12 o'clock. Depending on how many fans we have show up there at a certain time.
Okay.
Once we get enough to where, we could do a match off of this.
Right.
Then we're going to go there. But the time we tell people when they ask about it is 11 o'clock. Between 11, 11:30, you can show up.
Now, when you're going to do it this Sunday, is it going to be that where you were?
Right there.
That little round thing. Okay.
Right around,
By the gazebo. Okay. Mm-hmm.
By the playground.
Right there. We're going to use the gazebo is actually where we're going to make that our big entrance way.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So when I say set up, we got to get the drinks on ice.
So are you the founder of this?
I am the co-founder.
Okay.
Who's the other founder?
Our older brother, Reigns.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's Reigns. Me and him. We're in charge.
Okay.
So I brought the idea up to him and we started it together.
Mm-hmm.
We was just trying to find some guys. He was like, it's as tough as ever. Why is it so hard to find guys? Because everybody was like, everybody that you bring this up to, like,
he's
hey, dude, we're trying to start a wrestling company so we can keep, just do something new. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, dude, what are you talking about? What are you thinking right now? Are you thinking clearly? I'm like, why wouldn't I be? One, it's productive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two, it's active.
Mm-hmm.
Three, it keeps you out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Four, it gives you something to do on your spare time.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing to
be ashamed about or something. Like, that's how I see it. People think wrestling's, I don't know, because of they find out as fake or something. They don't like it no more.
And that right there is where we come in. Mm-hmm. Our job is to show everybody that even though now people, the first thing they think about when you talk about wrestling is, oh, WWE, mm-hmm. other companies. You know that stuff is fake, right? And me personally, that this is not my first actual company like it is for JJ and the rest of them. Mm-hmm. I've actually been in a company before. So when people bring that stuff up to me, it offends me because of the fact that I actually know what goes on and what it takes to do this stuff. Now, some things may be a little, this is what's going on for this. There are storylines for stuff, but when it comes to going out there and putting your skills out there, that's nothing you can story. Mm-hmm. That's all your skill.
Yeah. Right.
The bumps that you take, the slams that you take, all that stuff is real. So yeah, it's absolutely. Like...
You still have to be athletic.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, the guys that are doing WWE, they might not be like, you know, really punching, but they are fit and they are very talented and they know what they're doing technically and so that they don't get hurt really bad. How did you get interested in wrestling in general?
Me, it started when I was 5 years old. My uncle, may he rest in peace now, he was a huge wrestling fan before me. And he just, one day I was like 3-4 years old, and he was over at my house, and my mom just so happened to have cable, and wrestling was on at the time. So I was just in my room chilling, and he was like, "Hey, come here." He picked me up. Boom. We're just sitting in the living room, and I'm just looking at these two guys go at it. And I'm just like, I'm just over there geeking out. I'm just geeking out. Like, he just dropped dude on his neck. Yo, that was sick. So, from then on, it, like, growing up watching it more and more, at first I was just like, yeah, it started with just wanting the belts. And then once I started really wrestling with my friends, of course, JJ, before we started the company and stuff like that, I was wrestling with them too. I realized at this point, this is something that I really wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I would say to myself, it's not something that I want to do anymore. Everybody say you put on this earth to find your calling. I found mine. Mm-hmm. Mine was to do wrestling any way I can get to it. So right now I'm making the right steps to get started that I'm young. I might as well start it. There's no better time than the present right now to start it.
All right. And what about you, JJ? How did you get involved?
I've been watching it since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
But, my family actually was backyard wrestlers.
Really?
Yes, my uncles, my dad.
And you would watch this from your window?
No, this was before I was born.
Before you were born. Believe it or not,
when they brought this story to us back when they first found out about our company, and they was like, "Are you guys anything like us?" And we're like, "What do you mean?"
No,
like,
I knew before.
Are they still doing it?
No. Hey, man, look. If they were still doing it, they'd probably be doing it with us right now. Man, I'm never getting this. If I lose this belt, I'm never getting it back if I'm wrestling with them. Never.
That's funny.
Them guys are, they're all bigger. Not like bigger, but at the same time, they're like, they know backyard stuff more. So they actually know what type of stuff to do in an environment, no matter what type of environment it is.
So is this anything like Fight Club?
No. I really don't know about Fight Club.
And it's not secretive.
Don't Fight Club, they fight like to the death or something like that?
No. Wait, let me ask you a question. Would you ever fight out of scale? Meaning, would you ever fight somebody with a totally different style that's not even wrestling? Would you ever fight a boxer?
Oh, he actually did.
Believe it or not, the day you came up.
The referee.
Not the guy. Yeah, the referee.
Who was that? Wait, I want to go back to this, but who was that guy that I was talking to? Where is he?
He doesn't live here. They actually are from Philly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
The guy with the mask.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was a cross company type thing.
And the ref, too? Because he was all dressed as a ref, too.
So they have their own company in Philly.
Somewhere else, Okay. At the time, and he was actually here defending his world title against me and JJ.
Oh,
who won?
He did.
Oh, come on, Devin.
I know.
Come on, man.
It wasn't one of my fondest
moments. What about you, JJ? Did you do anything that day?
Yes. Coming a matchup that we can, you know, broadcast.
Dude,
now.
I think you got to wash this up, man. You need a rematch on this guy.
Coming up, actually, May 2nd, we actually have a matchup for that. It will be JJ Stevens going one-on-one with Reigns, who is known as Brazer Scar. Yeah. The winner becomes the number one contender for the new DHW Heavyweight Championship.
And that's on Sunday.
Yes, who's Brazer Scar?
That's our brother.
Yeah, that's our older brother, Reigns.
What do you mean, your older brother? Who's older brother?
Mine.
Ours. JJ's older brother.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are brothers.
Yeah, like I said, he's like,
Not blood,
but adopted. Adopted brothers.
Really?
Yeah, his mother, back when, she knows my mom, but she adopted me as her adopted son. That's how we get it.
How long are you sporting the red hair?
Oh man, this actually just—I just got this done. Please. Well, the people who do my hair, they advised me to go with colors that would match the skin tone.
Okay.
Believe it or not, it was when you came. I don't know if you've seen it. My hair was green.
I did see it. I didn't know where you were coming from with that.
Yeah, it was originally blue, and it throughout the time it faded.
Okay.
Yeah, from blue to green, then from green to green and mix
it. Poor thing. I have a lot of
stuff. I can attest to that.
Right. So I had to, since our big show come up, I had to pull out something new, something that a lot of people wouldn't expect. So me and my friend Sierra, we were just like, so what color are we going to do? We're just sitting there thinking to each other, right? What are we going to do? I'm like, we could do blue again, or we could actually make it green. But then she was like, I don't know, let's do something outside the box. You got a big show coming up. We need to really pull something that's gonna make everybody go like, oh, is that Devin? So the first thing that came to mind was like, let's do a bright purple. And she just looked at me like, are you serious? That's the best you can come up with, a bright purple? So she was like, no, I have an idea. So we went to the hair store, got the dye, and she came out with some hair color. I was like, okay, it was Fireball Red. So I was like, I like the name. Let's
Fireball,
do it.
There's a name.
Fireball. So is that Fireball. Your name, Fireball?
That was just the name of the
that's the
brand.
Color. The
no,
color.
You could have dropped it.
At that point, we was just like, okay, let's go with that. And boom, because I've seen it in person. It's more of when I walk up, they already get the,
it's
they
the
already,
attitude.
Yeah, because Devin here is different than Devin in the ring.
Oh, okay.
I can't you guys see come out, when he, and he can, and JJ can tell you, I'm a completely different person depending on the circumstances. If this is the regular matchup for me, I'm going to show aggression, but I'm not going to show you that much because, like, I got bigger, you know. So, but let this belt be on the line. Oh man,
all right.
you're getting a one man Cerberus coming at you.
Whoa, wow.
So, yeah.
now, JJ, I have a question for you. Do you have a different vibe when you come out to fight? Like,
well, yes, now, yes, because. I had that world champion before, but it was like 5 minutes. I didn't have it that long.
So but now he has East Coast. That's okay.
Yeah, so when I finally won East Coast champion, I'm like, you know what? I need to stop being like a goody two shoes. I need to show aggression.
Is that your wrestling name? Goody two shoes?
No, no.
Oh, no.
No.
I'm just saying, so, I'm trying to keep up.
So when I defend my belt, no, it's more aggression that's coming out of me. It's more cocky hill type, bad guy type.
Okay.
Yeah, because when I got this belt, I'm just here to show my best abilities. You know?
Right.
I don't care if the fans like me or not. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm just here to show.
Right. You're a different persona. Yes. Gotcha. Now, I have a question. So since you guys have been doing this, do you feel like you're physically becoming more and more fit?
Yes.
And are you doing anything to enhance that? Like, meaning, are you doing anything particularly at the gym, or are you running or anything like that?
Yeah. When I first did it in the other company, it helped me out a lot. It kept me in shape. It kind of got me to where I'm at now.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped around the ending of 2016, in the ending of it, like December. At that point, I had just became the new, the last WHPW Undisputed Champion.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I took a break from, I walked away from wrestling for a little while just to work and get stuff, because I was getting out of high school later on in 2017, and I was like, well, I gotta start working and get myself up there so I can start doing this stuff. So I put wrestling to the side just to start working. Putting it to the side for too long, I wind up letting 3 years pass me by.
Goes fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So 2020, the end of 2020, I said, in the middle of 2020, I got into a little bit of some trouble. And I said, if I make it past this, like nothing severe, if I don't wind up getting in any real big trouble, then I'm definitely going to do something different going into 2021 and make myself better that I know I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And since 2020, I have been keeping to my promise and keeping to the goals that I set from the beginning of 2020 to now.
That's good. How about you, JJ? More physically fit?
Well, yes. I do need to hit the gym some more, you know? But we are planning on going to the gym pretty soon.
What gym do you guys go to?
We're probably going to do, like, probably Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Really?
So yeah. We'll go out to group.
Yeah, you know? We'll go, like, we'll pick days, certain days
that the works one around. In Fairless Hills or Hamilton, because there's Crunch too. I'm just putting a plug in for Crunch because I Crunch work there. Independence
Mall. Christina works there at Crunch.
Nice. I'm probably like whichever one's closer to all of us because we're all split up.
Oh, you're
yeah. So okay. Whichever place is easier to get to, then we'll go with that. But it's not going to be the same spot every time. It'll be like different spots, just wherever we can get to at the time, and then it'll be like that.
Do you guys have entrance music?
Yeah. Yes.
What's your walking song? I'm sorry, JJ. What's your walking song?
Oh, it's my custom. We both got like somebody made our own themes for us.
Yeah. Oh, so nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So we had to get copyright.
Yeah, I was gonna say copyright infringement.
Right, right, right.
So we got our own personal theme songs.
Nice. I love that. So
it's original songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the name of it? Of yours?
Mine's just what is it that.
Well, the song title
JJ's
is called
theme.
JJ's the High Flyer JJ Stevens.
Oh. Yeah. What is it?
The High Flyer JJ Stevens.
Yes.
I like this.
I like High Flyer. That's a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, mine's is the Prize Fighter Devin.
Yeah.
The Prize Fighter Devin. The
and
High
you gonna
Flyer
play these on Sunday?
Yes. Yeah. These songs will be our intros for the big show.
I can't wait to see this.
Okay, me too.
It's gonna be interesting.
Something you said before was, I know you're enjoying doing this and you have a lot of fun, but there's another goal in it for you guys, right? Is like to get. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, of course, it will be for us to make it big time to where, you know, like my mom always says, we're not aiming for internet and stuff like that. Right at this point, it helps out.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point, you got to start aiming for TV because that's where you want to be. You don't want to be stuck on the internet uploading matches every now and then when you can just be there performing and have somebody else doing that type of thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the best part about like having someone else do it for you, they can actually build you up just like you can, but probably 10 times better.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, our goal is making it big time, whether it be separately together, but our goal is to make it together because we've always been there wrestling-wise, and we've already figured out if we make it big time together as a group, as a faction, we already know who's doing what, who's going to which, who's going for what belts, and how we're going to conquer the wrestling world.
And you also want to include new people too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Where to this day, we're still trying to include people to our company so that way they can get their start in the dream that they want to be.
Right, right.
So anything we can do to help out that way, it'll, you know, that's what we're trying to.
That's cool.
That's very cool. We had a section on one of the past shows. As a matter of fact, it was the one with Rich and Tim Unleashed.
Yes.
Where you asked a superhero question.
Yes.
Which I couldn't believe
why,
my ears.
I don't even know why.
Because that would so never come from you, ever.
Right.
Apparently, this hit a nerve with some people.
Yes, people told us that. They were
well,
so cool.
Ray Strife.
Right.
Ray Strife's been on the show before.
So
this listener wrote in. I'm just going to read the email. He goes, "Good morning. This message is for Trenton Ways. I'm an aspiring musician who loves to make jingles. I heard the new superhero segment and thought it was so cool that I made a jingle for the show. I hope you can use it." Well, for the first time, JJ, Devin, this is a first, a Trenton Waves first.
Yes.
We are introducing a new segment on the show called The Superhero.
Nice.
Power, strength, undeniable courage. Which superhero do you relate the most? It's Trenton Waves.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
I love that. And that song has been in my freaking head.
He walks around laughing.
undeniable courage. Which superhero do you relate the most? It's Trenton Waves. Like, yes. Nothing rhymes.
I love it.
And it sounds very like 1970s, like $6 million man-ish. You know, very, very kind of a retro
sound. It almost reminds me of a doll. Like, they're putting out the $6 million man doll. Do you know who the $6 million man is?
They don't know. If they have to go, they don't know.
First of all, $6 million was like... like so much money. It was like $1 billion back then.
$6 million.
And they made a man. Right. He was in a terrible accident and they replaced all the parts with like bionics.
Yeah. He was an astronaut.
He was an astronaut. So now he was like kind of like a superhero. So they made toys. So that sounds like the jingle for the toy.
Was it $6 million?
It wasn't
$6 billion.
Oh, no. Million.
No, $6 million.
$6 million. Lee Majors was the actor.
It wasn't really that impressive.
Well, now it's not, but then $6 million was a lot more money.
$6 million is now like the poor man's bionic.
We can rebuild him.
Yeah, he was an astronaut. Steve Austin.
Yes.
Devin looks like, yeah, whatever.
He's like, what?
He's not even looking at me.
Told him not to look at
you. Well, this is true, but he's like biting his fingernails. JJ's right. Doing something with his hair.
Ask all right.
So here's the question.
Here's the yes.
Which superhero do you relate to the most, JJ?
Thor.
Thor. Wait a minute. Wait a second.
Thor.
What is it about Thor that you?
The only thing is having an annoying little brother.
Loki?
Yes.
You have an annoying little brother?
Yes.
Oh, is that belt your Mjolnir? I mean, what's your Mjolnir?
My PS4 controller.
No lie, dude. I would have said the belt.
The belt?
Yeah. I would have said the belt.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay,
Because people see you with that belt.
Yeah.
And they think, okay, the belt. It's a saying, the belt doesn't make the man. The man makes the belt. They see that belt on you, and they're like, yeah, he makes that belt look good. So that's your hammer right there.
There you go. Look how we have to help him with his superhero that he relates to.
Believe it or not, the hero that I was thinking.
Good. I'm going to hear yours, Devin.
The hero that I was thinking for JJ was not really Thor. This is Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
Wow, yes. Little BAMF action.
Nightcrawler, because he has the power. He can like disappear like that.
Really?
And, yeah, he can like he has the power of
he's there and not there.
He can disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Can you disappear, JJ?
No.
Thank you.
No, but maybe not there. But he's like gone.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's then Flash would be the name.
You even said your brother was like Nightcrawler because like he was there. And
because
he wasn't
he's
there.
Weird.
Oh. Yeah, he's weird.
Okay, well then say that. Not because he can disappear at will.
God.
Me. Oh man, that's actually a good one. I would have to say the Incredible Hulk.
Oh.
So you relate to the Hulk?
Yes.
Hulk smash.
And why is that?
Because the Hulk's rage is based on his anger, depending on how big the challenge is for my title, anger grows as the bigger the challenge. The thought of losing the belt and seeing it on someone else, it incites the anger and it builds up. Like, I don't want nobody else having this belt. I don't want nobody else seeing it. I can't see nobody else with this belt but me. And I take that energy that I see. I just imagine someone else with this belt and I encourage it into my rage and I use that to make myself stronger so that way I can overcome whoever I'm facing and once again walk out still the world champion.
Mm. He's getting angry just saying.
Yeah, he is. He looks a little tense.
I think he's
building up. I've been waiting, literally both of us, we've been gripping at the bit from May 2nd to 8th and just every day we get closer and closer. It just start getting unhinged more and more, and I just start getting like,
yeah, look at him.
Yeah, let's like, I need Sunday to hurry up and get here so I can get out there and do what we gotta do, because Sunday is a big day. It's not only our WrestleMania, but it is a historic day, because for the very first time in our company, not only do me and JJ have challenges of our own, we have to face separate contenders for our belts.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are lucky enough to make it past that, me and this man right here can meet in the main event of the show. The show that's going to end the show. Our very first big show, we can face off against each other and Mm-hmm. Not, and y'all may see both these belts on different people today, but after May 2nd, yeah, both of these belts are going to be on one person.
Mm. Whoa, that is historic.
Title for title, winner takes all. Wow. So I'm just gripping at the bit, just thinking about it, and just thinking about who's going to, is JJ going to walk out? Is it going to be me and him? Are we going to have another classic, or am I going to see someone new? Yeah. We have a lot of talent. Like our JJ, he steps into his very first hardcore match against another guy that's wanting that belt, the East Coast Championship. Oh, Brandon Hunter,
former teammate.
His former teammate.
And Brandon Hunter for that title in a hardcore match.
Hey, so that's drama gonna, there. There's some storyline there.
So how many matches is it going to be on Sunday?
Total six. It was supposed to be seven, but depending on how everything goes, six matches total.
Okay.
And then me and our older brother Brazy Scar, we go one on one for the world title in a Brazy Town street fight. And then if we're lucky enough to, if we're not too beat up and manage to make it, and we retain our belts, me and this man are gonna be stepping into the main event one on one for both belts.
Yeah.
And two champs walk in, one champ walks out. Ooh. And I'm sorry to break it to you. I know we're on a podcast, but I still got to keep up to the thing. You already know what I'm about to say. Both them belts are coming home with me.
Oh, there's a challenge.
And that's got to really suck for the loser because they have to live with the person.
Right. I'm going to do what I've been doing since this company started, and I'm going to keep making history. The first ever two-time world champion. The first ever longest reigning. I'm the first ever Maniac Rumble winner. I'm going to be the first man to win both these belts this Sunday. Wow.
JJ, Devin talking a little trash over there, JJ. What do you have to say?
All I know is I'm walking into the big show, the East Coast champion, and the tag. Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you, I'm also the tag team champions right now.
Oh, really?
Scar, yes. I just ain't bring it.
Oh, boy.
I have two belts right now. Something that Devin doesn't have.
Okay. Devin's looking a little nervous over there.
Yes, he's talking all that smack, but he fails to realize that I have two belts right now.
Hey. Okay. Okay.
All I'm going to say is this. You can have two belts, but let's be clear about one thing, okay?
I love
you this. Need somebody else to have one of them belts. I carry this belt by myself, and this belt is heavier than any of the two belts that you have on you, because I defend this belt by myself.
I'm just thinking here. I was like, I love like your relationship, and then you can also be challenging with each other. I'm like, if this was two women, this would be destroyed. Chairs would be overturned, and hair would be pulled out. Women can't do this.
This is what guys do all the time.
I know. Yeah.
Whether
I know.
It's wrestling or nothing, or you know, corporate office.
I understand. Right. I understand.
It's going to be that one person.
Yeah. Mm.
And
so you feel pretty sure about yourself.
Oh, definitely.
I have to.
You got
to
be confident.
I've been in my company. I've broken barriers for us. I'm literally at this point the only superstar. We have another company that we partnership with.
I love that. I'm at this point. I'm really the only superstar. However,
he's confident.
I like that. No, I think it's great. God bless him.
I think this is a great thing for Trenton. I mean, you should have this as like a Trenton sport, and you got your team in Trenton, and then you got your team in Philly, and you got your team in New York.
Yeah. Well, we're going to see what happens on Sunday when this whole thing goes down.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So we should do our plugs.
Would you guys like to hang around for a little something we call plugs?
Sure. Yeah. We got nothing else to do after this, so we got some free time.
I'm down. Thanks.
Trenton Waves Plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media and the website, TrentonWaves.com. You could leave reviews there. You can do all sorts of stuff. The John Hatch merchandise is still very much available. All proceeds go to the Passage Theater in Trenton, New Jersey. And here's what we're going to do, folks. Listen, Podcastia, I'm encouraging you all. Go on TrentonWaves.com and order yourself a John Hatch COVID face mask. Because I am determined to do the John Hatch Thriller Dance.
Flash mob?
Flash mob.
Okay.
On the steps of City Hall as John Hatch.
like 30 of us as John Hamm Zombies, including the New Jersey Weed Man. But I want other people around the country and around the world to get a John Hamm face mask and videotape themselves doing the frills
like
dance.
By the Eiffel Tower.
By the Eiffel Tower, but on the moon.
By the pyramids of Egypt.
The pyramids of Egypt.
Oh, that would be very
That
cool.
would be amazing. The Leaning Tower of Pisa. Crazy. That would be with the John Hamm face mask. You guys know who John Hamm is, right?
Yeah.
You
yeah.
love you don't you love John Hatch? They love John Hatch. That's the first they could not stop talking about John Hatch when they walked in. They didn't know who anybody else was, but I mentioned John Hatch. I'm like, oh my god, John Hatch, the architect.
Yes.
They love him.
Yes.
That's why you started the wrestling, because of him, right? So yes. I just encourage you to do that. And what do you got?
The Museum of the City of Trenton. We have a museum, Trentonians, and it's in Cadwalder Park, a beautiful park designed by Frederick Olmsted, who also designed Central Park. On May 29th, which is the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, the Capital City Philharmonic of New Jersey okay. is going to be having a free concert in the pavilion at 4 o'clock. But before that, the Ellerslie is open, and starting at 1 o'clock, the closing dates for the show of the Women Artists of Trenton, New Jersey will be that day, and there will be some of those artists there discussing their work.
Okay.
So I'm imagining that would be a lovely day to go to the park, bring a picnic basket, or go to a local restaurant and get a takeaway and some lawn chairs. Come and visit the museum, see the fantastic exhibit of the talented women of Trenton, New Jersey, and then stroll down the path to the pavilion and right. enjoy the Philharmonic. All free. Also, the Ellerslie Open is coming up, so if you're an artist and you want to submit your work, go onto the website and check that out. And also, Trenton Thunder opens on May 4th.
Trenton Thunder, May 4th.
May 4th.
Here we go.
Yes, we'll hear the national anthem again and the fireworks.
Yeah, those are always nice.
Okay.
Okay, Devin, JJ, the floor is yours.
That'll definitely, ladies and gentlemen, come on out May 2nd at the Southwalk River Park on the top of the Route 29 tunnel. We're going to be there doing our CPW Presents the Big Show. We have a ton of good match cards for you to have. Yeah. We'll have food and stuff out there to watch for you guys. If you guys want to look up our YouTube channel, it is CPW Wrestling. But to look it up, you will have to look up my name.
Yeah.
You will have to look up my full name, Daquan, DAQUAANBRADLEY. So when y'all get some free time, I advise y'all to go check that out. Like, subscribe, comment, share
also
with
follow
your
us on Instagram.
Yep. At CPW Wrestling.
_.
You feel me? So we in there. Follow us on Facebook, too, at CPW Wrestling.
Okay, that's another episode of Trenton Waves.
Sasso's out. You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.